the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons, for the Big Noise Evans here, alongside the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this Super Duper Tuesday, Lundy, as we always do here at the top of the show, let's hop aboard the Plus Bus. Honk, honk. These are bets of a longer odds variety, plus 100 or greater. Could be the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. Hell, if you want to work in an NFL draft prop with all the chaos and madness that has gone on, is Will Levis really going to go number one? I believe absolutely nothing this close to round number one commencing in Kansas City here in a couple of days. But again, you already bought a ticket. Your butt cheeks are firmly planted in the front row of the Plus Bus. What do you like, my friend?
Oh, Brad, let's start stealing some things. grabbing a feel of the produce at the grocery store, copping a feel, stealing a little one right there. Or maybe a little extra candy out of the jar that grandma keeps on the table. Yeah. Whatever it is, we're stealing things. Folks, I'm actually going to give you a dealer's choice in this one. All right. You're going to see the logic in where I'm going. You can take your pick of which of these guys you would like to do, or maybe you want to throw a half unit on both of them in case it happens that way. Brad, last year, nobody gave up more stolen bases than Noah Syndergaard, and he'll be on the bump for the LA Dodgers this evening against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's already given up six this season. So I will give you your choice, my friends. You can go with Ke'Bryan Hayes, or you may go with one old man, Andrew McCutchen, who is still proving that he could get around the bases, that old son of a bitch. So McCutchen checks in at DraftKings at a plus 300. Hayes checks in at a plus 220. Take your pick. I believe one or the other, maybe both, wind up with a stolen base against Syndergaard. Again, the Pirates are at home. They're one of the surprises of the Major League Baseball season so far, and I think they're going to continue to stay aggressive on the base paths. It's been pretty impressive, frankly, by the Pirates. They have one, two, three, four, five dudes on the roster who already have at least three stolen bases. And Hayes and McCutchen are two of those. So take your pick, dealer's choice. But those are some nice, sexy plus odds on the base path.
Yeah, and Ke'Bryan Hayes right now is wielding a hot stick. So his odds of getting on base with maybe an old school hit or possibly a walk or even an error, it doesn't matter. Touch first base and you're going to be sprinting to second more than likely with a steal, because that's all Thor gives up. Not exactly wielding the hammer quickly enough to get the ball to the catcher, and the catcher for the LA Dodgers not throwing a whole lot of guys out as a result. So yeah, I like the Hayes one more than old man McCutchen there. Let's work in an RBI prop here on the Plus Bus, and it's Whit Merrifield, formerly the Kansas City Royals, now of the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm saying he just knocks in a run, one RBI against the downtrodden and depressing Southsiders of Chicago, who are grossly underachieving right now, nearly the dregs of the keg in their respected division. But you look at Merrifield in terms of total bases. He has hit the over in five of his last six. If you like a total base prop, I don't mind that either. Also at plus odds, though much lower, plus 125. But he's got a lot of success career-wise against Mike Clevinger. 10 for 38 lifetime against him. Clevinger, too, one of those guys similar to Noah Syndergaard, who has been quite susceptible to the stolen base. So Merrifield is either going to knock it or run. He's either going to get two total bags or he's going to steal a bag tonight. He is doing something in the box score. Bank on that. I'm taking the RBI at plus 215, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. With the Plus Bus rolling down the hill and towards the horizon, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today, a category Lundy knows and loves, because I always feature a wager in singles and in the props market tonight. I know it's a little bit juicier, minus 150 at BetMGM, but I love the Chicago White Sox, Andrew Benintendi, to get a single. I just need one crack of the bat, line drive, right to maybe center fielder, maybe left fielder, right fielder. I don't care where he sprays it. Just don't spray it to the gap, please, Benintendi. But I believe he's going to get a single because Jose Berrios is on the mound, and he has been quite dreadful for the most part this season. Kind of resurrected things a little bit in his last turn of the rotation. But a pitcher on the year who's given up 22 hits and 21 and two-thirds innings pitched and a hard hit rate of 42.2% to go along with a 6-plus ERA. Look at the history Benintendi's had against Berrios, and it's a larger sample size. He's faced him 24 times, and he's collected 9 hits with a 1,111. Yeah, ones are wild in terms of overall OPS. Benintendi's arguably been the most consistent hitter in the lineup for the White Sox so far this season, and I think he's going to live up to that description and get me one bagger. So feed or follow, my friend, Andrew Benintendi of the Chicago White Sox against the Toronto Blue Jays and Jose Berrios to just get me that single -150 at BetMGM.
All right, come on, folks. Be honest with you. How many of you are still laughing that he said spray it anywhere but in the gap?
Yeah.
Come on. Anybody, yeah. anybody else getting their inner Beavis and Butthead coming out in today's episode of the podcast? Dude, you lost me after you said that. I was like, I'm over here, like I'm on camera right now, so I got to be nice if you're watching the YouTube version of the program here. But I was trying to not do a spit take when you said that. So you lost me after that. If it weren't for the fact that it's on the screen, I wouldn't even remember who it was you were talking about getting a single. So sure, I'll roll with it against Jose Berrios. And we'll see if we can manage to cash this ticket. And I'm just going to over here with my Beavis and Butthead.
I am Cornholio! Spray one of the gap with Benintendi. We're not
number four.
All right, moving on. Let's focus on another total base prop. And I love Wilson Contreras tonight, formerly my Chicago Cubs, now of the mortal enemy and the St. Louis Cardinals, but get seduced by that juice there at +125. Contreras taking on the San Francisco Giants on the road. This one available at DraftKings. I love it because I love the matchup for him. It was going to be Sean Manaea on the bump. Left-hander, a lot of people taking advantage of this year, but that guy has been scratched, and for good reason, as Barbilla is going to be on the mound, a former St. Louis Cardinal, actually, not a teammate of Contreras because the first year in St. Louis, but he has faced him 6 times in his career and has collected a couple of hits. But most importantly, Contreras has 5 total base games in his last 7, and he's racking doubles. He's hitting home runs. He is crushing the baseball right now, and I think we'll certainly do that against Brebbia. A pitcher who's got, an extraordinary exit velocity of 92.7. And if that keeps up, that is going to be a career high for him, though he works mostly in relief. Wilson Contreras, fade or follow, over 1.5 total bags in San Francisco, +125 at DraftKings.
Total base is one of my favorite bets to be doing right now. Finding that hot hitter, finding somebody swinging the stick, aiming it for the gap, all that kind of, all that.
You can spray one to the gap. That's totally permissible here.
Wilson is allowed to do it. Benintendi, not so much. We got to keep this under control. We have to decide who is and who is not allowed to go to the gap. But yes, I love this one for a solid total base knock. Easy money, in my opinion, at the plus odds right now going up against San Francisco. Also like some of the total base props when it comes to the games that are being played by the Bay. We know that's a pitcher's park, so sometimes a little harder to get it up over the wall, but you can fire it into the gap, wind up with the total bases, or knock a couple of singles and life's good.
Yeah, amen. A couple of bags. That's all we need, Wilson Contreras.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the NBA postseason here, and let's talk about a former Denver Nugget, shall we? And that is one Torrey Craig, now a member of the Phoenix Suns, taking on the L.A. Clippers. And I love the over. It's just 8.5 points. That's it. Available at DraftKings at minus 130. Torrey Craig has gone for 22, 17, 15, and 8. So there has been a blip so far in this series in the scoring category, but over in three of his last four, getting 27.8 minutes per game here in the postseason, and a player that's hitting 55.6% from beyond the arc. So he's got some fiery fingers, to say the least, from deep. You look at the clip. Team that is the second lowest adjusted offensive efficiency here in the NBA postseason, giving up an uncharacteristic 1.191 points per possession to the opposition. So knowing the uptick in time played, knowing how hot he has been from outside and how he has blasted the box score and points scored in a game, this threshold, in my mind, is just too low. I honestly thought it was going to be like 10.5 or 11.5. But thankfully, because he took a step back in the last game with only 8 points, it has reduced his total to a very viable over. So fade or follow, Torrey Craig over 8.5 points against the Clip, minus 130. At DraftKings.
Yeah, I was one of the guys that got hooked on his 8-pointer in the last game. So I completely feel you. So yeah, what do? You go on tilt. And that's usually what happens after I lose a couple of bets, which, by the way, has been happening a lot lately. So as we sit here on tilt, this is actually one of my favorites. You know, he found a good solid spot for them in this rotation that they're trying to do within the postseason. He's a good scorer. We're familiar with him here in Denver from his time with the Nuggets, and he can score. And so if he gets the opportunities, if he gets the minutes, which is part of that rotation that they've been doing with him, he should be able to get over this number. And I'm just going to cross my fingers that I don't get hooked twice in a row.
Yar, shiver me timbers. I'm coming for you once again, Lundy.
Number two.
All right, staying in the NBA and staying in the same match between the Suns and the Clippers. I like Devin Booker's over on 1.5 steals, minus 120, available at DraftKings. He's been a bit of a kleptomaniac here in this series. He's gone for 4 steals, 1 steal, 3 steals, and 3 steals. So he's been over in 3 of 4, though he was under in all 3 regular season matchups in this category. But you look at the Clippers in this NBA postseason, they have allowed the 4th most opponent steals per game with 9 flat that they have surrendered. And if you know, want to reduce the juice and then get seduced by the juice, you could do an OGP or SGP on this. If you like Booker on the over 1.5 steals and just pair it with the Suns on the money line. And if you do that, it's plus 120. So even spicier is that little nugget taste in thy mouth. So Devin Booker alone, I love the over on 1.5 steals against Clippers minus 120 at DraftKings. But if you pair it again with the Suns money line and get that at plus odds. Lonnie, just on the Booker steals prop alone, fade or follow?
I'll take it. Wasn't sure about this one. Was prepping. Was rolling through like my, I don't know, maybe my 8th cup of coffee. I don't remember what number I was on when I was going through some of the picks for today. I kind of went back and forth on this one, get a little worried that we're going to get one early in the game and then we're just going to hover and hover and hover and hover and not get the second one. But I'm going to, I've decided that I wanted to roll with you. I was a little bit nervous though, because this is my TYG. This is my trust your gut. And I'm really worried he's going to finish right with one. But I'm going to roll with you because I got screwed on the exact same prop with Jamal Murray in game 4. Jerk.
Well, you're going to rebound.
I'm on a bad streak, damn it.
Well, you're going to break out of the funk. I tell you what, splash the Starbucks and go for the steals on Devin Booker.
Number 1.
All right, numero uno, let's stay with the same theme, and it's steals and blocks, and this in a game, elimination game for the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on Lundy's Denver Nuggets. Lundy doing a lot of work for You Bet Tonight, part of Altitude, which covers the Denver Nuggets, all their games for the most part, except for the ones in the postseason, do not air on that channel. But a guy that's going to get a lot of airtime for his defensive prowess on the Minnesota side of things tonight, I believe, is Anthony Edwards. And I'm taking the over on 2.5 steals plus blocks against the Nugs at -140, a little bit higher juice there, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Anthony Edwards. This is a man that is consistently doing this in this series. He's gone 3-5-4-5. So he's done it in every stinking game so far, though he was under. He went 1-2-2. In the regular season in those three matchups against Denver. Denver on paper in the postseason, fourth most opponent blocks per game. That is five even they've given up, but they have allowed the third fewest steals per game at 6 flat. Most of those steals going into the pocket of Anthony Edwards. So the trend, I believe, is going to be thy friend. I am going to follow it. He's been an unreal defender, one of the rare guys in this entire series. I think the Nuggets are going to win. Maybe he could, make that an OGP. Take the over on 2.5 steals and blocks with Anthony Edwards. I know it's not exactly correlate, synergizing, and bring it all together, but I think Denver is going to win this game and bounce Minnesota from the postseason. He could do that and get that juice reduced and then get seduced by it. But on this prop alone, Lundy, Anthony Edwards, over 2.5 steals and blocks against Denver, -140 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
I know there's times on the pod here that we talk about stuff that we do from an analytics standpoint. We're diving into numbers. We're looking at, on-base percentage for the baseball guys. I'm talking about time on the ice when we get into the NHL, all of that. Anthony Edwards, for me, and the bets that I have actually hit, which haven't been a lot, but the ones that I have actually hit over the course of the last 5 or 6 days, frankly, a lot of them are tied to him. You know why? Because he passes the eye test. If you go back to game 3 in Minnesota, watching that game, I'm not kidding, and I'm not trying to say that the other guys didn't care, but from the eye test standpoint, he was the only one out there busting his ass. He was all over the freaking court for Minnesota, even though they wound up losing that game 3. Obviously, they came back and won game 4. But he was everywhere out there, and the dude is putting on a show right now. The post-game interview, by the way, that he did after game 4 was spectacular. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Him just propping up all of his teammates, talking about how they were playing. It's hard not to root for this guy. He's really a ton of fun to be able to watch. These are hustle stats. When you've got a guy that's busting his ass in the playoff, you look for stuff like this. It's why I've played a couple of times over the course of this series. I have played assists plus rebounds for Jamal Murray, because playoff Jamal was showing up again all of a sudden. Bubble Jamal, as we've seen him so many times. So, and I'm seeing the same thing out of Anthony Edwards. So it's a long-winded answer for you, but I'm following on this one. It's my favorite bet that you've got of the Fade 5 today, because I think he gets the hustle stats against Denver tonight.
Oh, baby! Lundy finishes with a follow, which is only appropriate because it's bonus time! Lundy, I'm probably going to tell you when I feel of these additional wagers, because, again, you were due to break out of this slump in a major way. So what do you got on the card tonight?
I'm in such a shitty slump right now, people. It's not pleasant. I told you I like the total bases props, and I have been having some fun with them. Even when I do not hit them, I am at least having fun betting them. Corey Kluber is on the bump for Boston. With that in mind, a couple of things for you. One, I like Jorge Mateo to get himself another stolen bag for us this evening. He's sitting right now with a .333 on-base percentage against Kluber lifetime. Not the best batting average, but I think he's got just enough to be able to do it. Total bases, same game, different name. Anthony Santander. Is that how you say his name? Because I always want to say Salamander.
Salamander, Santander, sure.
But give me, so for Santander, I've got two bets for you. Give me the over on 1.5 total bases. That one you can get at DK right now at a +115. And then I'm going to go to, if you follow my spreadsheet, you see it all the time. I abbreviate it as HRR, hits plus runs plus RBI. Same thing for Santander. It is juiced to a -130, but he's got a great history against Kluber, including the fact that he has a .421 lifetime batting average against him with three doubles and a home run. So of the eight hits that he has against Kluber, half of them are of the extra base variety. So those are three picks that I really like in that slightly earlier game this evening between Baltimore and Boston. I already told you about Ke'Bryan Hayes and Andrew McCutchen when it came to the stolen bases. And then I'm going to throw this out, Brad, as an extra plus odds. I almost was going to use this for the plus bus. I almost climbed into the passenger seat and decided to roll with this one. Let's go to a guy that normally we love. I mean love this dude, and that's Schwarbs. Kyle Schwarber of your Philadelphia Phillies. But Brad, lifetime against Logan Gilbert, he is 0-for-6 with 5 Ks. And the problem is you like to parlay together strikeouts.
I do.
But Schwarb's strikeout prop is at 1.5 instead of a half. Wow. If you take the over for him to strike out twice at DraftKings tonight, it is a +160, and he has a shit history against Logan Gilbert. And I know that could mean that he's due, but nah, I'm going to say that he continues to strike out. So if you do really like those plus odds, go ahead and get seduced by it. Speaking of plus odds, two anytime goal scorers for tonight in the action on the ice. Let's go to Carolina, where the Hurricanes can close out the Islanders and move on into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoff. Sebastian Aho of the Canes. And I have to say that because, Brad, I know you don't follow hockey, but there is a Sebastian Aho on both of these teams. Spelled exactly the same way. I'm talking about the one on Carolina, and I will take him for an anytime goal at +145. And then Minnesota and Dallas are knotted up at 2 apiece. I think scoring is going to be at a premium tonight, but if it happens for Minnesota, give me Kirill Kaprizov, the guy that I love on that Minnesota team. Shit, he is fun to watch. He's a +135 for an anytime goal. So a couple of plays there for you on the ice. If you just want money line type stuff, I do like Carolina on the money line tonight, and I also like Dallas on the money line tonight in their two matchups. I'm not touching the Kings and the Edmonton Oilers because it has been a fun series to watch. They have proven that they can win on each other's home ice. I'm going to be watching that game, but I'm staying away from it from a betting standpoint. That's the late night one, 9:30 puck drop. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, gracias, mi amigo. Let's get my team huevos parlay play of the day. I was going to be on the Mets, but that tape time, we didn't have any odds up in the player props market, so I'm pivoting. Pivot. We're going to with the A's and Angels, and I can't believe L.A. blew it last night. 11-10. They give up 11 runs to Oakland. And were the Bash Brothers back? What the hell is going on?
They gave up three in the top of the 10th, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they ruined a ticket as a result for me. So payback, hopefully, is going to happen tonight. So on this three-legger, give me Mason Miller of Oakland. Fireballer guy that touches 100 miles an hour, had his MLB debut, struck out 5 Cubs last time he was on the bump. I just need 4 strikeouts for him, which I think he'll get. Griffin Canning of the LA Angels get at least 4 Ks. The K number's a little bit down for him. He's got a sub-7 K per 9, but a guy projected to have a K per 9 around 8.5 or 9 in Oakland inside of the top 15 in strikeout rate. And then give me the Angels to win. They can't lose back-to-back to Oakland, can they? If they do, just trade Shohei now. Get the kick and caboodle for him because he's only going to get further upset. The mega star of the planet in this league, he wants out of town, and I don't blame him if you can't beat the A's second go around. So again, Mason Miller 4+ strikeouts, Griffin Canning 4+ strikeouts, and the Angels on the money line. That's a cool +155 available there at DraftKings. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball tonight, I like the over on Johan Oviedo of the surprising, as Lundy mentioned, Pittsburgh Pirates taking on the LA Dodgers, and that over is on strikeouts, and it's a 5.5. Juiced up a little bit, I saw -140. I think it was the cheapest in the market. But look at the Dodgers. They own the 4th highest K rate of any team right now in Major League Baseball, striking out 25.1% of the time. Oviedo with a 9.25 K per nine. He has been over this in back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts and 6 strikeouts. And he's also got a sterling 32.8 call plus swinging strike rate. And his strikeout pitch, it's the curveball. It's nasty. It's filthy. It's nearly unhittable. Plus, kind of pitch there on the board. So I think he gets at least 6 strikeouts tonight. Let's stay in the same game. Maybe I should really look at an OGP instead on this, but I like Carlos Santana on the over 1.5 total bases as well. Against the Dodgers, a guy that's 4 of 11 lifetime against Syndergaard with a double, and he has hit the over on total bases in 5 of his last 7 games. Respectable number 72 overall in exit velocity among qualifying hitters, and Syndergaard has given up nearly a 5 ERA and a barrel rate close to 9%. So Santana, spray one in the gap, as Lundy loves to chuckle about, and I think he will tonight to get a double, maybe even a home run or a couple of singles, or maybe leg out and possibly a triple. It doesn't matter. Give me 2 total bags, and we hit the over on that at plus 140 available there at BetMGM. Quickly, back to the NBA. I'm going to take the under on Nikola Jokic, 20.5 assists plus rebounds in this matchup tonight at minus 110. He has been under this in 4 of his last 7 games, though Minnesota's allowed the 8th most rebounds per game and the 5th most assists per game here in the NBA postseason. But I think Jokic, Captain Hook, is going to come into play. We'll do some damage offensively, you know, easy, probably 25 plus in this game. But I think he's going to be under 20.5 combined assists and rebounds. And I'm going to work in quickly, too, a couple of NFL player props tied to the draft. Devin Witherspoon, folks, as I've mentioned before, take the under on 6.5. That's where his draft pick line is. Effectively, is he going to go to the Lions at 6? That's the question. I say yes. I know there's a lot of rumor. There's a lot of smoke. There's even more mirrors involved. It's bellowing all over the place. I believe absolutely nothing right now when it comes to the NFL draft this close to it, but I do have my heart staked and do ardent believe that Witherspoon is going to wind up in Detroit there with the Hello Kitties because Jeffrey Coote is out of the mix. They desperately need a physical island corner. He's the best in this class, bar none. I'm not just saying that because he went to Illinois. Devin Witherspoon is going 6 to the Lions. And if you take the under on pick 6.5, available at DraftKings, minus 115. Now, I did grab this a while back for him to go number 6 at plus 300, but that has long expired, those odds on Devin Witherspoon. Anything else in terms of the NFL draft? Don't believe it. Don't take it. Nope. Just screw it. Because here's a case in point. Will Levis, over the last 6 hours on this Tuesday, has gone from plus 2,000 in the market to go number 1 overall to plus 400. Now he is back to plus 700. Nobody freaking knows what is going on. They're reading Reddit threads right now that are from people claiming to be insiders. Yeah, I'm like, boys, I get beers at Will Levis. He's going number 1 overall. The Carolina Panthers have told him, book it, guarantee it, believe nothing. That could be somebody in the Carolina front office trying to throw a curveball into this thing. You never know. You never know. I hate betting on the NFL draft for that reason. With the exception of Witherspoon, because that's the only thing that I feel confident about. Everything else, I have no stinking clues. So there you have it. We are done here on the Fade 5 podcast. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this broadcast. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter while it still exists. You can follow Lundy at Nate Lundy, all his picks in spreadsheet form available freely. The only way you really should do it. And I do the exact same thing. At Noisy Huevos on Twitter. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, it's really similar to the NFL draft. Fade or follow, that is up to you.